bring me shelter. I will not harm you. Bring me shelter, please. Bring me shelter. I will not harm you. I would shelter you.
People would do anything for their families. It could happen to anyone, anytime.
Somebody in France, somebody in England basically sat down with a ruler and just drew lines on that. There are many different ethnic and religious groups that have been divided across borders, and this has caused a significant amount of conflict.
There are a lot of people who need safety. It is really cruel for a country like Australia to have policies that are focused only on pushing people away.
What we're seeing is a number of people that remain in a state of limbo.
And when non-sustainable land use combines with climate change, the crisis of refugees.
I wasn't able to go and play with children. I had to go and really be an adult from a very young age. I think that's something that a lot of migrant children can relate to.
Really, it was a dream for me to reunite with my family. I was just praying and hoping that day will come one day.
I think it's very important for people to understand that people have their own dreams as well, and they're wanting to change the world with everybody else.
Refugee Radio, 855 AM, 3CR.
Hi, this is Rafif Ziada, and you're listening to 3CR, pro-Palestinian, happily proud radio.
So welcome to Refugee Radio this week with the Women's Day special. So we're going to play a lot of tracks from Hani Abdel, who is a Somali refugee, who's a spoken word poet. She was detained on Christmas Island and is now living around Sydney, as far as I know. She's got a good amount of tracks and really, really amazing. So we'll have a listen to a couple of them for the start of the show. The first one is called Poet, and the second one is from the Multilingual Poetry Slam. So we'll have a listen to those two first.
My name is Yari Bangura. I came to Australia November 11, 2004. Ripped from my homeland like unwanted tree. I came here because my country, Sierra Leone, had a civil war. But the broken root of my country still tears at me. Due to the civil war, I found myself in a refugee camp where I stayed, and it was not safe. Severed human limbs on the ground, blood like rivers all around me, my feet caked in gore. At night I couldn't sleep, daytime I couldn't focus. But here in this country is where I will grow strong. One day I remembered my elders used to tell me that education was the way. Education was a way to give us an answer. The earth is cool and green, my life is clear here. And my spirit is strengthened. Poetry is the food to my soul.
My name is Hani Abdile. I'm from Somalia. I came to Australia when I was 17 by boat, which was very hard.
I hear screaming within a silent night, the one that you hear. But you can't see the one that you know. It's a human voice, but you can't share their pain.
A country of 24 years of war, and life was not that much good for us. As in terms of coming first marriage, abuses against women, and lack of education.
They're still screaming. It sounds like a storm on a summer night. Their world is dark and everyone around them pretend to be blind or deaf from the reality.
So my parents just decided to send me somewhere safe where I can help myself and help the people around me.
They tell their awful past. This is their story. It's part of their history. This is what's worth it to write.
Poetry is a weapon against my stress. It's something that helps me to express my feelings in a way that I couldn't do it face to face?
Screaming, screaming on a silent night.
My name is Hani Aden, as you said, I'm from Somalia. And tonight I'm going to read for you poems that I wrote while I was in detention. This poem is called I Will Live, Survive and Be Asked. But before that, I will first read in my language, then after that I will read in English. Hadi aan olado wala i weydin doona sideed ku badbaaday. Khatartay lahayd inaan wadankayga kalinimo ka soo guureeyo. Sida ay ahalkayga iga aqbaleen inaan soo guureeyo. Sidaan uga baxayay dilmo ama faraxumeyn. Sidaan ku gaaray go'aanka kelinimadan ku soo safray. Sidaan maalmo ku cayntay cunto la'aan. Sidaan uga baxayay inaan suuli gudihiisa galo. Sida saacada ugu jiray suuli gudihiisa. Sidaan uga booday khaaradka khaarade. Sidaan uga booday khaaradka khaarade. Sidaan ku ogaaday inaan imaaday goortaan rabay. Hadii aan noolaado, hadii aan badbaado, waan noolaani doonaa. Sidaan dareemaaya inaan ku imaado doon. Sidaan dareemaaya halistaan geliyay naftaydii. Miyaan ogaa inaan detention ku jiraayo? Miyaan ogaa inaan sharci darro ku soo galay? Haa, waan badbaadayaa, waana la iga wareysan doonaa. Balse waan maamuusi oon dhagaysan doonaa, waayo markii aan doonta ka badbaaday waxaan u malaynayaa dhalasha labaadee. Haa, waa la i weydin doonaa. Balse waan dhagaysan doonaa, oon maamuusi doonaa, waayo markii aan doonta ka badbaaday waxaan u malaynayaa dhalasha labaadee. Haddii la i weydiiyo waayaha iyo aayaha, waxaan ku orani doonaa, waxaan doonayaa inaan noqdo saxafi, waxaana rabaa inaan Australia dego. Now I'm gonna read in English. I will live and survive and be asked. How dangerous was it to leave my country alone? How my family allowed me to live? How afraid I was for myself that I would be killed or raped? How I made the decision to travel alone? How I survived without food some days? How I walked barefoot as even I got more injured? How I allowed them to lock me inside toilet? How I stayed inside toilet for hours. How I jumped for far places even as I got injured. How I knew I had come to the right place. I will live and survive and be asked. How I felt to come by boat. How I felt to risk my life. Did I know I would stay in detention? Did I know I had come illegal? Yes, I will live and survive and be asked. But when they ask all that, I will smile and listen to them. Because when I survived the sea, I thought I was born again. When they ask me, did you have a choice? I will tell them I didn't have a choice. When they say, does it hurt you to remember? I will tell them it's a past. When they ask, what are you planning now? I will tell them, I'm planning to live in Australia and I want to be a journalist. When they ask, what about if they send you to somewhere else? I will tell them, as long as I breathe, I will reach my goals. Thank you. Thank you. My second poem, it's called Dear the One I Left Behind. And first I'll read in my language, then second in English. Gacaliyaal kuwii aan ka soo tagayo. Ma ilaawin xanuunkii iyo dhibkaad maraysaan. Ma ilaawin gaadmadii lagu dilay kuwii aan jeclaynay. Ma ilaawin hooyooyinka iyo waaya gacal iyo ubadkoodii.
ما إلاوين ودن كاني دباب رجع يسكو بدلي ما إلاوين عدو قد لي كوي أنج علين ما إلاوين رأي جيني نخذ خحوتيجا ما إلاوين كوا تهريبية أو بيمينا يا نفتو ذي ما إلاوين كوا حبسيجا وهلكا ونخذي ما إلاوين دلان كان هيسن العيد وعينتو ما إلاوين والدكي يا ولاله إلى دشيا مالين باني ماني on barere idin horseede haddana waxaan ahay cunugti afrika bas haweenay australian eh dear the ones I left behind the pain and the suffering you're going through I didn't forget the guerrilla war and the loss of your loved ones I didn't forget the mothers who loved their sons and husband I didn't forget the boys were mistreated the boys and girls that were mistreated I didn't forget the breaking up of the families to communicate I didn't forget our home that turned into fire I didn't forget our civilians that were forgotten in the refugee camp I didn't forget the ones who coming by boat and risking their lives I didn't forget and those who've been in detention center for uncountable months I didn't forget the children that don't have someone to care about their future or education, I didn't forget. My dear mother, father, brothers and sisters, I didn't forget you either. One day I will come back and I will make our home a better place with my knowledge. And now I'm a child of Africa, but a woman of Australia. Thank you.
So you're listening to Refugee Late Radio, and we're going to keep playing some tracks by Hannah Abdul. The last one was really great because it's also in Somali and in English. And we're going to play the next two tracks, which is Here I Am and I Will Rise. So this is the Women's Day special of Refugee Radio.
My name is Hani. I'm from Somalia. This is the East of Africa. But I call myself like a child of Africa, but a woman of Australia. Tonight I'm gonna read for you a poem called I Will Live, Survive and Be Us. I write this poem after I spent almost 18 months in detention. And after the government didn't want to listen to me, but they listened to my rhyme. So sometimes what you write, people can see more than what you say. I believe, survive, and be asked. How dangerous was to leave my country alone. How my family allowed me to leave. How afraid I was for myself that I will be raped or killed. How I made the decision to travel alone. How I survived without food some days. How I walked bare feet even as I got more injured. How I allowed them to lock me inside toilet. How I stayed inside toilet for hours. How I jumped for far places as I got damaged. How I knew I had come the right place. I will live, survive, and be asked. How I felt to come by boat. How I felt to risk my life. Did I know I would stay in detention? Did I know I had come illegal? But I will smile and listen to them because when I survived the sea, I thought I was born again. When they asked me, did you know the law was changed? I will tell them I didn't have a choice. When they say, does it hurt you to remember? I will answer them in the past. When they ask, what are you planning now? What do you want to be in future? I will answer them. I'm planning to live in Australia and I want to be a journalist. When they ask, what about if they send you somewhere else? I will answer them. As long as I breathe, I will reach my goals. Thank you.
Hi, this is Rafif Ziada and you're listening to 3CR Pro-Palestinian Happily Proud Radio.
3CR is about community and we welcome your participation at the station.
3CR is open to a wide diversity of volunteers and is a great way to connect with Melbourne's activist community.
Have you ever thought about volunteering, doing a reception shift, getting a program on air,
training in radio skills or contributing to one of the station's committees?
There are many ways to be involved at 3CR.
To find out more, go to 3cr.org.au and get in touch.
So, here you are, too foreign for home, too foreign for here, never enough for both. Idioma umebinyo, diaspora blues.
What makes you smile and adds a spring to your step? What does it mean to belong? And how do we build a home away from home?
Diaspora Blues is a show that contemplates what is and what could be. Join Busto and Bigwa every Monday at 2:30 on 3CR. Community Radio.
Produced by Ayan.
We're excited to be launching on March the 2nd. Connect with us by following the show on Instagram at 3cr.diasporablues.
So we've been listening to Hannah Abdul on Refugee Radio on 3CR 855 AM or on 3cr.org.au. We're going to continue to play a couple more tracks of hers. The next one we're going to play is Identity and the one after that, The Beautiful Ocean.
I wrote while I was free. This poem, it's called Identity. I guess when you were in detention, you actually lost everything that you've been known. I remember for me, when I was back in community detention, even though on the center I have like really amazing support with amazing people around me, like Christine and also Seko were good to me. They were nice to me somehow. But you don't get to hear your name anymore. Like you're replaced by three numbers and that's all you know. Like you've been called by a number. At the end of the day, you are 1, 2, 3 and you will say yes. And for me, it was really hard when someone calls me, I never say yes to honey, because I remember my mom asking me like, hi honey, I don't understand if she's talking to me, like, you know, on the phone, because I get used to like being called by number. So this poem is called Identity. I wonder who I am. Maybe I'm a mysterious plane on your side, darkness that's shared with light. I wonder who I am. I travel continent to continent, but my destination is yet to come. And the words on your tongue, bird person, asylum seeker, a key jumper, a refugee, makes me wonder who I am. I guess I'm lost. I remain victim in your hands is where I felt lack of love and care, but also physically, security and warmth. My daily routine were waste of internal emotional pain, and every single day you remind me that I was a victim, described as others, them, not us. But what is my name and what is our story? We were born dreams in our heart. We looked for better life and a safety world to stay. We were chosen the risky ways that we were told were illegal, and we were given a piece of paper to write our names. Our hands were shaking and our beautiful names were changed into numbers. Our beautiful names were changed into numbers. We were given food and a shelter to rest, a chance to explain the harder way we came. Psychologists to check our mental health before we gathered in one big tent where lots of men were watching us. We came to a new land, a new rule and regulation. Some had education, but some got zero education. We also saw one picture of a new world in front of us. We fled from those who promised to take other lives away, neighborhood who hated each other. Those who supplied bombs every day, leave women children, orphans, and widows, and give the boys guns and use the girls as a sexual slave. Finally, our mind failed. We learned nothing but to escape the sound of a gunshot, carrying dreams in our hearts, troubling the waves, each of us being brave, but ending up behind a fence. Now you wonder who I am.
This beautiful ocean was once a nightmare to me. A blue water, blue sky were blended, and darkness were produced. Foggy and salty smoke was the air I inhaled. And if I could ever color my fear, it would be red. A danger zone, a chemical home, prohibited human zone. This beautiful ocean was once a nightmare to me. Life went without meaning, a dry earth, dry mouth and eyes without sight. And the earth beneath us were enemies of waves crashing like the tectonic plates. Our hope crashed away. This beautiful ocean was once a nightmare to me, but I was the captain of my action. I embraced my bravery, not my destination. And as the days pass, Australia come close, a lavish land full of life, a group of dolphins marching like the armies on an Anzac Day. But this beautiful ocean was once my escaping cage where I sought refuge. She really cares at some point because she protected me from the wild creature that she gave shelter, and this world became a playground where humans are toys and life is full of exams. But this beautiful ocean taught me how to appreciate. And right at this moment when I come close to her, silence overtake my brain. She says, do you remember me? She says, do you remember me? I'm only good for visit, not long journeys. The sands whisper welcome home. And as I wrote this poem, I was not far from her. Her gentle, cool breeze inspired me to write. But she says, I'm not good for long journeys, but only for short visits. Thank you.
So you've been listening to the Women's Day special for Refugee Radio, and we've been listening to a bunch of tracks by Hani Abdel. She's also written a book, which you can find through Writing Through Fences as well. And we're going to go out with some tracks from another poet called Sarifa Tatuzi. She was a finalist in 2007 Poetry Slam, and all of her stuff is around identity, refugees, things, being an Arab woman here. So it's really, really great, the same as Hani's as well. So enjoy. There's two tracks. So the first one is On Blood and Handprints, and then there's another track about identity. And keep listening to 3CR throughout the day for a bunch of Women's Day special broadcasts.
We talk about blood. The way it pools in basins and nails turns brown when you leave it to soak too long and stains. Theta has lived in this house 42 years and learns to repurpose her memories. Says that we build our veins into the places we choose to stay. Says that they hid bread in the walls during the war and Jamel died full next door in the house with a heartbreak in the bathtub. Says that the first one passes and the grief bleeds into all the others, and what are we in the end but the children of war? And what is war but a mother disciplining her careless children? But what about the blood on our hands, Theta? What about the people who left and the stories Baba doesn't tell anymore? Baba's hands are weathered from tearing and replanting roots. His palms are the geography of every place we have bled and fled. His home is built in cherished memories and forgetting, says that we are lucky. We, the land of opportunity, doors wide open, future bathed in sunlight, children. But the homeland landscape in his eyes lingers as he tells me that I could never survive back there with my loud voice and my Australian English. Says that it's always political. And what are we but the children of politics? And what is politics but a father disciplining his unjust children? But what about the blood on our hands, Baba? What about the the white men and the people who left. We call living the war survival. We call remembering it gratitude. We call refusing to weakness. Mama says the sacrifice always happens before the bleeding. Says that they packed all their things in the dark and boarded the boat to Cyprus. Says the coastline over Beirut still makes her cry. Says that it isn't always quite sadness. And what are we but the children of sadness? And what is sadness but home calling us to come back? But what about the blood on our hands, Mama? What about the lives we build and the ones we don't? What name do you put on a mass grave? Are we the casualties of war, if not the dead, but the pooling in the aftermath, the post-terrorism lead boot identity children? I saw myself on the front page of the newspaper wearing a different face the other week, and now jihad is a dirty word and Shakespeare is irrelevant. What do white men know of tragedies when they put the blood of our ancestors on our hands? And who are we, who are our younger siblings but the maskless villains of a world that they have never known to not hate them? And what were you wearing on September 11, 2001? And why do we all look so different now? And how long must we stay hidden? And what are we but the children of hiding? And what is hiding but an orphan sense of identity trying to distinguish between the call of home and the false promise of something better? What about the blood on our hands? I look at myself in the mirror and ask the white girl to own her privilege. It wasn't my ancestors who built this city on brawling bones and smallpox, but what am I but a benefactor of the actions of somebody else's? And what about the blood on my hands? The way it mixes and pools, and whose blood is it now? Maybe in the end we all die of broken hearts. And what is a heart but a place to hide the blood a little while? Let it know that there are shades of grief that stain brown when you leave them too long, and those that were brown to begin with. And what about the blood on my hands, Mama? Which one is it, Mama? Are we ever going back, Mama? What about the people who left? What about death? What about building graves on black bones and smallpox and all these white memories? The ones with the loud voices and the Australian English, where do I put those? And what are we but the children of context? And what is context but a map of all the places we have been? And finally, the blood pools in the arches of my feet and the borders of my palms in apology, in sorry. I will be better, even when homeland's call feels foreign, even when we look like this, even in opportunistic tongues, even in traitor skin.
I come from astronomers, from stargazers and moon chasers, hips that move to the beats of their own celestial symphonies and voices that boom constellations. Like our history is the blanket of night and our story is rhythm to the tides. I come from the tides, from the rises and falls of fishermen who navigated oceans before the ocean had a name in English, from the buttons on my grandfather's captain's uniform home. There is nothing more natural than returning to where you began. So when society asks me to return to Hollywood harem girl, white man fantasy, hip swing formation, is it not a betrayal to stay silent, to let them weave themselves into my identity until I am reduced to the click-clack of dancing belts built by men? Because if these bodies are to be enslaved, let it taste like white freedom, like the kind of fetish that dresses like being appreciated. So welcome to the generation of Arab women who've grown up foreign. Know that headscarf means stay silent, history a metaphor for written in English and white multiculturalism. White multiculturalism is being different enough to feel interesting on their tongues without burning their palates. It's always remembering to emit lines from bloodlines, because all blood is the same color when they use theirs to erase yours, isn't it? The exploitation of Arab women on stage and screen and in late night entertainment complexes is accurate representation, isn't it? That's why you destroyed our countries and granted us asylum here, wasn't it? To watch us rewrite our narratives onto our bodies in a language you can sexualize, can lodge under our fingernails and in the backs of our throats like ownership, like this is yours. Don't be so complacent, for we have come to reclaim our voices, and we have not forgotten that we come from astronomers, from stargazers and moon chasers, and these hips will learn to move to the beats of their own celestial symphonies. So put your cameras down, turn off the microphones, watch as the constellations lead us home, bathed in starlight.